sounds like fast fashion is really bad for the environment, but what about the people making these clothes? Are they getting exploited?
Unfortunately, yes. But fast fashion clothes is produced in developed countries where workers are often paid below the poverty line. Some workers make less than $3 per day.
And the working conditions are sometimes horrific. In 2003, Rana Plaza collapsed in Bangladesh, killing over 1,100 people. When the factory building literally collapsed because of poor structural conditions for the fast fashion brands trying to keep their prices low.
Wait, people are dying making clothes for brands just to save a couple bucks on a top? That's crazy.
Yeah, it's one of the most tragic examples of what can happen when companies prioritize profit over people.
And it's not just unsafe conditions. There are also child labor in some parts of the world. Children are working long hours in factories to make clothes for cheap prices.
That's honestly heartbreaking. It makes $7 top feel so much worse when you think about it like that.
Exactly. The true cost of fast fashion isn't visible to us as customers. It's hidden in the factories and ran in the trash once we're done using it. But we can do something about it.
So let's be real, if you want to find a nice fit without having all this guilt, what are our options?
Great question. The key is to buy less, but buy smarter. Instead of always buying the latest trends, focus on quality over quantity.
When you buy quality clothes that last longer, you're investing in your wardrobe and the planet at the same time, and it doesn't have to be expensive either.
Okay, but what if I really need something new?
There are sustainable brands out there that focus on ethical products like Everlane. These companies are eco-friendly materials and ensure that their workers are paid fair wages.
And remember, another great option is second shopping places like Trend Up, the Posh Market, and even local thrifting stores. Full of germs and shopping reduce the demands of new clothes, so it's a win-win.
Reread that. Yes. Germ thinking. Just full of germs.
On my iPad. Another great option: second shopping places like Thread Up and Posh Market, and even local thrifting stores are full of gems, and shopping reduces the demand of new clothes, so it's a win-win.
Honestly, I found some of the best clothes for amazing prices at thrift stores. It's so fun. I feel like I'm scoring something unique every time I find something I like.
You don't have to sacrifice style for sustainability, and by buying secondhand, you're also cutting down on waste and keeping perfect clothes out of landfills.
And remember, you don't have to be perfect. Every small step makes a difference. If we all started to make more mindful choices, it would add up.
I'm definitely down to make some new changes in my shopping habits. Next time, I'll be more mindful of where I go.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope that you are walking away with a little more knowledge about how to work with fast fashion. So how do you guys feel about the project? What's one thing you guys learned of our podcast today?
I think I really like the project. One thing I learned is that basically you don't have to sacrifice your office just you don't have to sacrifice your styles. You can go to thrift stores and still find things that you like. Like example, don't choose quantity over quality.
I learned that you should like recycle clothing